The following shiur has been presented by Rav Yosef Greenwald, Dayan at the Beis Havad of Yerushalayim, and is brought to you by the Beis Havad Halacha Center. For more information about the center, or for halachic services and resources, please call 1-888-485-VAAD or visit thehalachacenter.org.
Starting in Yetzer Hashem, the fifth parak, it's a small parak, but it's really the finale of the first half of Yevamos. A lot of the concepts that we're going to be discussing in Yetzer Hashem over the three blot of the next few daf really encompass a lot of the yesoidis, a lot of the fundamental concepts that are to be grappled with in the first 50 blot of Yevamos. So there's somewhat of a good chazora as well as a finale here. The Mishnah says, "Rav Gamliel loymer, ein get acha get v'loy maimer acha maimer." What's get and what's maimer? Get, we know what a get is, but a get in the context of this parak doesn't refer to the classic gerushin ben ishu, which is deraisa. A man is married to a woman; she's an ish, the way that she becomes freed of him, the way she becomes materis l'shuk, is with a get. Over here, we're talking about a get of a yevoma. Now we know that midiraisa, a yevoma is only yoytza l'shuk; she only becomes freed of her relationship of zika with the yovam only by means of chalitza, or yibum, which makes her nasis kishta l'choldova; she then becomes a regular ishish, in which case she goes out l'shuk with a regular get, or b'misas habal, which in this case used to be the yovam but turns into a regular husband. It could then be megarisha with a get, or chalitza, which in which case he didn't become her husband, but he was meshacher l'shuk, he was moitzi l'shuk. That's also a kiyum of the din of the yovam and the yevom. Midirabonon, Chazal were misakin the concept of a get. If a yovam gives a yevom a get, Chazal instituted that because she's similar to a regular eshesish, the get would render her an eshesish to the point where he would not then be able to be miyabim her. The din of being miyabim is only when he has the relationship of a yibum zika. He has a relationship of a yovam and a yevom with her. If he gives her a get, it says if, on a drabonandika level, it says if he was moitzi her from the zika, in which case he can't be miyabim her. But then again, midiraisa, she still zkuka lechalitza. So he would then have to be chalitza. By the same token, maimer, which lule shitas beshamai, which we learned about in the second and third peg, Beshamay is that Beshamay's shita is that Maimer is deraisa. Kiddushin is not toifis in a yivoma, not for anybody else, and not for the yovam. If the yovam were to be mekadesh the yivoma bekesef u'bishtar with the regular way you mekadesh an eshedish, nothing would happen. Absolutely nothing was chal. She's a yivoma, and what's nitfas in her is only yibum. The bia, which would work by kedushin, would work by yibum, but that's not midin bia's kedushin. That's midin bia's yibum. We'll learn that there might be chilukim between the two of them. Yitzhak Hashem in a few daf will learn whether there's a necessity for edim. And we have a sugya where there might be differences in the kesef of maimer. Chazal instituted maimer, which means Chazal said that if the yovam is mekadesh the yivoma, it's nitvas in her as if she's an eshesish. What's the difference? Anyways, he has to marry her. One difference is that she needs a get. He would not be able to then only free her l'shuk with chalitza. It's as if she's an eshesish, in which case he would have to free her l'shuk with a get, as if she was an eshesish, not a yevoma. Second of all, and more importantly for our purposes, the purposes of our Mishnah, the din of maimer would be that if there were three or four brothers, if one of them performed maimer on her, the halacha would be that thereafter, none of the other brothers would be able to be miyabim. It's as if that brother married her already. The kedushin is chal midirabonon. The other brother cannot be miyabim her because midirabonon, his brother was mekadesh. It's teishasach, and teishasach shaloi b'mokam mitzvah because it's a yovam that was already mekadesh. So that's the basic concept of get and maimer. Now here we ask ourselves a basic question: the tsura of the kiyum din yibum, the kiyum din between the yovam and the yevoma, is what we say chal on the whole bias, which means if Reuven died, left over his wife Rochel le yibum or chalitza, There's a zika, there's a relationship, a pending relationship with, if he had four brothers, with Shimon Levi, so on, Shimon Levi Yehudi Yisachar. As soon as one of them is miyabim, that yibum frees her of the zika with any of the other brothers. She doesn't need any type of hisyachsus. There's no mitzvah that she should receive either yibum or chalitza. If Shimon, the oldest brother, was chalitz, the halacha would be she'd be freed l'shuk, and you don't need, she does not need a chalitza from Levi, Yehuda, Yisachar. The yibum or the chalitza is chal in her, kilu, on behalf of the whole bias. What the exact mechanics of that is the subject of a machlokes from Yochanan and Shlagish way back on Daf Yud. Whether it's as if all of them were actually choylitz, or it's as if one of them was choylitz, but she's freed from the necessity of undergoing either yibum or chalitza from the other brothers. So Rabbi Gamliel and the Chachomim have a machlokes on the exact nature of this din derabbanan, the din derabbanan of get or maimon. When one brother gives a get, again, we said midirabon, it's as if one brother was megarisher. Thereafter, it says if she was freed from the zikas yabim, midiraisa, she was still need chalitza, but you can't be miyabim her, because it's as if the zikas yabim doesn't work. Now, that would say that since we say that the get is like a chalitza, if, again, Reuven died, the Shimon Levi Yehudi Yisachar, if Shimon was megarish, Shimon gave Rachel a get, that would disconnect her from the zika of all the brothers. Thereafter, she would be also to be Mesiavems to any of the brothers. What would be if Levi would also give a get? What's the difference? She can't be Mekabel Yibim from any of the brothers. And this is the subject of Machlokes Rabbi Gamliel and Lechacham. What's the difference? The difference is simple. If Shimon gives her a get, it's as if she was married and received a get from Shimon. She cannot get married to any of Shimon's kroivim, Shimon's son, Shimon's brother, min ha'ein, so on and so forth. If Levi also gives her a get, we could theoretically say that get is like chalitza. There's no such thing as chalitza after chalitza. If one brother was chalitz, the second brother's chalitza has no validity in halakha. She would not be also as if she underwent a ma'isa chalitza to Levi. The chalitza of the second brother would be meaningless in halacha. Do we look at get the same way, or do we say no? Since the get doesn't properly free her, even though Chazal said that a get is like chalitza, but it's not a virtual durabonon like chalitza, the Chazal were misakin that a get creates a certain distance between the yovam and the yavam. That's only for that brother. Does it do something to the whole bias? No. So what would be the halacha? If Levi would thereafter give her a get, she got a get from Shimon and Levi, we would say, yesh get acha get. We would look at her as having undergone gerushin from Shimon and from Levi. Now, how could Levi be megarisher? There's no zikas yabmin there. Because even after Shimon gives her a get, there's zikas yabmin deiraisa, Levi would be able to give her a derabbana mandated get on the zika, which would be there still midaraisa. Or we say no, on a durabonan level, because the whole get is only durabonan level, there's a virtual reality over here where there is no zikas yabin. That's what the get did. In which case, if Shimon gave her a get, on a virtual durabonan dika level, there is no zika. If there is no zika, then there's nothing there for Levi to be megarish. If there's nothing for Levi to be megarish, if Levi gives her a get that has no halakhic validity, she would then be able to marry Shimon's Levi's son. She'd be also the Shimon's son. She would not be allowed to marry Levi's son. This is the machlokes from Gamliel. Oimer ein get acha get, v'loy maimer acha maimer. V'chachom maimer yesh get acha get, v'yesh maimer acha maimer. Again, if the chakira, like we said, is whether there's a, on a drabonan level, there's a virtual issues, there's a virtual state of gerushin, there's a virtual state maimer, there's a virtual state of kedushin. This gives us a little bit insight into a few separate halachas. In Eben Ezer, kuf samach vav sim and kuf samach vav siv beis, the halacha is that there's a mitzvah lasos maimer koidim bir. The Gemara in the first part of kedushin says that it's derech pritzos to be mekadosh bebir, even though. Over then, the Gemara says that we would give malchus if somebody was mekadosh yishur bebir. What do we do with yibum? Yibum l'maisa, the only way yibum is chal is only bebir. The poskim say that the right way to, again, this is all not negeh halacha l'maisa, we do not do yibum. The Temanim, incidentally, don't have the minig of that we follow based on Shulchan Aruch, that Bizman Azeh, we do not, that yibum is obsolete and we're choylitz. The Temanim all the years were miyabim. But there's halacha in Shulchan Aruch, ad kama, that there is yibum, not to, for the brother of the maize, not to be miyab, not to be boil her straight away, but to be mekadosh al derech a regular marriage, a regular kedas moish of Yisrael, to be mekadosh her, and thereafter to live with her as husband and wife. Stating the Ramo says that if he's doing kiddushin, he should also stand with her under a chuppah, make sheva brachos. Should go through the regular marriage ceremony, chuppah, kiddushin, chuppah, sheva brachos, and thereafter be misyachet with her. Frek the Gro, the Goyin in his beer over there in Shulchan Aruch and Ebenezer Kuf Samach Vav asks that the idea of doing a chuppah is only if you hold like Beis Shammai, that Maimer is deraisus, you hold that Maimer is a real issue. You hold that Maimer is in place. The Gemara says over there, Porcho Zikas Yabmin. As soon as Reuven dies and Shimon has a din to be bought on Rochel and she'll become Ishtoi, Porcho Zikas Yabmin, it's not just a pending relationship, and it says if Shimon is married to Rochel, and therefore Maimer works because it's as if he already has a relationship, or as if he has a relationship that would work, that would be created with a regular kedushin. So we understand if there's a regular issue, and there's a regular kedushin, so we can understand that then you do chuppah. Frekta going, but what does this have to do with us? We hold that Maimer Be'etzim is not nitvas in a yavoma. A yavom cannot be mekadosh yavoma. We'll learn. Why shouldn't the Yavim be able to, what the reason is the Yavim can't be Mekadosh Yavama, but suffice it to say that since the Zik is the Yavim, the only din that she has is to be Nisyavim to the Yavim, but Kedushin is not Chal. If Kedushin is not Chal in her, then all it is a Dirabonon, Dikatakonon, in order to Asa her on the other brothers, why would he need Chuppah? So again, L'cha'oira, this Nakuda would be totally in the same Chakira that we were Maimid. What would seemingly be the machlokes of Rabban Gamliel and the Chacham is the issues between the Yavam and the Yavama, the Durabonan level that's created by Maimar, or the issues which is dissolved al yedei the get, is that only a virtue, is that only a Durabonan, but we still look at, on a deraisa level, that there's Zikas Yabmim, or there isn't Zikas Yabmim? Or do we say that on a Durabonan level, we look at that as the reality, there is Kedushin or there is a get, there's no Zikas Yabim. If we look that the Maimer was created on a Durabonan level, that there's a virtual state of Eishes Ish, then the Kedushin is a regular Kedushin. If the Kedushin is regular Kedushin, then it makes sense, it should go together with Chuppah. If we say no, it's a Durabonan Diketakonah, Shimon should make Maimer in order to be Miyachet her, that she's only going to be Misyavemis to him, she won't be Misyavemis to Levi, Yehudi, Yisachar, and so on. But it's not a regular issues. If it's not a regular issues, then there might not be a Malkum, like the Goyen says, to say that there would be a Chup. Now, the same Shaila as to the nature of Maimer finds expression also in a Machloikis between Rebbe and the Rabbanan Daf Yutes Amid Beis. We didn't discuss this in the Shir and Daf Yutes. There's a machloikis over there. If machloikis Rebbe and the Rabbonon, if a yovam could be koina b'maimer, again maimer d'Rabbonon, maimer d'Rabbonon de galavo, if he could be koina her bal korcho. Let's say in front of two edim, he hands her a pruta and he says, "Arei amukudeshesli b'tabazu." But he does it bal korcho. Is it chal? Is it not chal? Rebbe says that's learnt out of yovam. The din of Yibum is to be bo oleo bal korcho. The kedushin on a derabbanadika level is also bal korcho. Means, hey, Rebbe says that the issues which is created on a derabbanan level in a yivomo, ayudei maimar, patterns itself. Chazal patterned this din on the model of Yibum. It's really a maisi Yibum. It's a maisi Yibum on a derabbanadika level. So it's on bal korcho. That would be one side of our chakiru. The other side of the Chakiru, L'chayr the Rabbonon, hold no, Yafinu Mikidushin, the Gemara says. What's going on with Maimar is, even though it's the Rabbonon, but there's a virtual state of Ishus, which is created in Yivom and the Rabbonon. That state is like a regular Eshes Ish. Regular Eshes Ish, it can't be Mikadosh Bal Korcho. So again, that would be another expression of al-chakira. That's what it says in the Chidushim of Rav Nochum on Daf Yutes Amid Beis. However, if one opens up Rashi in Daf Yutes Amid Beis, Rashi says that the reason why the Rabbanon hold in Kiddushin Bal Kocho is something unique that has to do with Kiddushin. If we learn out of Kiddushin, Rashi says that the Tzura of Kiddushin, Kiddushin is not just a man marrying a woman, a Baal with an Isha can only get married by mutual consent. The Maisa Kiddushin itself, by its nature, needs a Haskom and a Rotzen of the Isha. Rashi says over there that since the pasuk says v'yotze v'hoisa be'inon midaito, a ma'isa can be done to her, but it can't be done with her bal kocho. Any ma'isa that includes two people as the active partners needs that both of them should be maskin b'rotzen. If she's not maskin b'rotzen, a yibum is the ma'isa of the yovam to be koine yivimto. The Torah was makna lo yishum nashemayim. The lashon of Taisus, the lashon of the Gemara, the end of yivam is mashen. Kiddushin is a ma'isa that's performed by the two of them together. Oy bazoi im kain, the ma'isa has to be done midaita. That's the way Rashi explains the Gemara over there, in which case there might be a unique svara in the tzura of a ma'isa kiddushin. There might not be a chakira as to the nature of ma'ima. What's interesting about the Rashi is that that's Rashi and Daf Yutes Amid Beis in Yevomis. Ein kiddushin bar koch dechsiv v'yotze v'hoisa. The Mesoros Hashas on the side, the Hagois, on the side, the Gemara and kiddushin Beis Amid Beis, ask Akasha that how do we know Taka that a man can't be Mekadosh and Isha Bal Koch? So we just said over a Rashi and Daf Yutes Amid Beis. Rashi and Kiddushin Daf Mem Dalet Amid Beis says something else. Rashi says over there that the reason why a man cannot be Mekadosh and Isha Bal Koch says Rashi and Kiddushin Daf Mem Dalet Amid Beis because the Be'inon, the Loshna Rashi is the Be'inon Das Hamakna. Interesting. First of all, the Loshen is different than Rashi, but more than that, it's a whole different concept. The Be'inon Das HaMakne is a concept that we find anytime two people are engaged in a business transaction. Can I sell you a car if you're not interested in buying the car? Can I buy your car if you're not interested in selling me the car? Can you do business, a transaction, a kinyan with anybody unless they're maskim? You can't force anybody to buy or sell something. It's called gzela. That's theft. Kiddushin, no less than any other Maisa Kinyan, and the Maisa Kiddushin is the source of many of the halachos of Kinyanim, is a Kinyan. Kinyan needs Das Makna. The woman's being Makna herself as a general rule in Kiddushin. It's not a halacha that's unique to Kiddushin. It's not a din in V'yotze V'hoisa, a din in the Maisa Kiddushin. It's a din in the general idea of Kinyanim. Kinyanim have to be Bahaskomas, both parties. You can't force somebody into a Kinyan. So why does Rashi in Yevomis Daf Yutes Amid Beis have to be mechadish another Maisa Kinyan? The Mahalach that I heard from my Rebbe Reb Shmuel Birnbaum Zatzal, Chaim Shmuel Levitz also says the same approach in his shiurim, is that in Kiddushin, when we talk Kiddushin, is not unique as far as Hilchos Kinyanim is concerned. Kiddushin needs Das Makna the same way buying and selling a car or a bicycle needs Das Makna. When we talk about Maimar, again, Maimar is Kiddushin Durabonon, but it's Kiddushin of a Yovam. Be'etzem, the Yovam has a din to force her to marry him. Yovamoy, Yovel Leo Bal Kocho. The Gemara says later on that a Yovam, even if he's Baal Leo Bal Kocho, even if she doesn't even realize that he's Baal Leo, Taloch is his Koiner. So Be'etzem, as far as the Tzura of Yibum, Yibum is not a Kenyan, that's Koiner, mitzad the Haskoma, mitzad the arrangement, agreement, whatever term you want to use between both parties. Yibum be'etzim is a kinyan that the yovam does in the yavama. It could very well be that the kiddushin of a yovam is the same. He'd be able to be koyin her, we don't need her haskama. Yibum by its very nature doesn't need the woman's haskama. Yovam, yovi aleo bal kocho. The only reason why is because there's a unique svara in the Maisa Kiddushin that a Maisa Kiddushin has to be Balko, has to be Midaita, has to be Baskomish name. It's not a svara that's the same as any other Kenyan, because the Kenyan of Yibum is different than every other Kenyan B'chol HaTerekula. Every Kenyan B'chol HaTerekula needs a Haskomish name at Stodin. The Kenyan of a Yovam, B'yavimta, does not. Masha'enkin, the Maisa Kedushin, as far as its very nature, that the Maisa Kedushin, she's an active participant in accepting and being miskadeshes, even if Chazal instituted this Maisa Kedushin in a Yavam, between a Yavam and a Yavama, but it's still a Maisa Kedushin. By its nature, it needs her to be an active participant. You would need Viyotzevahoyis, you would need her askom. That's the reason why Rashi in Yutessim Veves has to add a new reason. What's interesting is, I'll just say of one last Maramalkim, a Rosh in the beginning of the third Perek of Kedushin, where the Rosh talks about a man sent a Shlich to be Mekadosh Nisha, Reuven sent Shimon as a Shlich to be Mekadosh Nisha, and Shimon was Mekadosh the Isha for himself. So it says over there, fine, he did the wrong thing, because somebody sent him on an errand, he's not faithful to his Mishaleach. The Gemara discusses that concept, what that means in business terms. But what the Gemara says over there is, what happens if the woman thought she was being miskadeshes to Reuven and really it was Shimon, or it thought Shimon and Reuven? If it's a mistake, the kedusha is not a kedusha. Kedusha tois lo have a kedusha. Says the Rosh over there, hegdish betois lo have a hegdish. Now, it seems that that's a unique halacha in hegdish. Hegdish betois happens to be if somebody's magdish. A behemoth, the Bedek HaBayis, and he made a mistake, he was Magdash wrong behemoth, happens to be a Machlokes Beis Shammai Beis Hillel. The Rosh quotes on the Din of Kedushin Betois that Be'etzem, it's totally in the Halach of Hegdish Betois to have a Hegdish. Does that mean to say that that's totally in the Machlokes Beis Shammai Beis Hillel? According to Beis Shammai, the same way if you were Magdish, the wrong behemoth, it would be Chal. If a woman was Niskadeshes, was Makabal Kedushin from the wrong man, so then she'd be miskadeshes? What happened to the fact that there's no das makne? Why do I need svaras that are unique to kedushin? Say a portion to svara that when a woman is makne herself, the same way if I sell my car to Reuven and I didn't agree to sell it to Shimon, and Reuven tricked me into thinking that he's buying it for himself, he's really representing Shimon, would the car be sold? Of course not. If I don't want to sell it to Shimon, it's not sold. If the woman doesn't want to accept kedushin, sell herself to Shimon, what's the difference if Reuven misrepresented, did represent, didn't represent? If she doesn't want to be miskadeshes to Shimon, there's no das makna. And we have a Rashi in Kedushin Daf Mem Daled Amud Beis to back us up. Truth to be told, I one time asked this question many, many years ago to Moron HaGoyin Reb Chaim Kanievsky Shlita, and he was doich in the kash. He said, it's taka tolim Beis Shammai Beis Hillel. Lefi the approach that we just said, that by Maimar, you don't need the das makna of the Isha, over there it would make sense to say that if a woman was Mekabel, Maimer, let's say there were two brothers, two Yevom, two Yavim. Reuven died, Shimon and Levi. Shimon made Maimer on behalf of Levi. Shimon tricked her into thinking that he was the Maimer, it was really for Levi. Over there the Maimer would be Chal. Why would the Maimer be Chal? Because there's no need for Das Makne. Bal Kocha, it's not Bal Kocha, she's masking to the Kedushin. Das Makne, you don't need Das Makne, like we said, that's why Rashi in Yevomis, Daf Yutessim Eves has to propose another reason why it has to be Midaito. Over here it is Midaito. It's not Palkorcho. It's just not Das Makne. It's a Chiddush. Either that's Pshat the Rosh, or we'll have to leave the Rosh in the beginning of the third Perek of Kedushin at its Tzarech.
The Daf Yomi Halacha series has been brought to you by the Beis Havad Halacha Center. To sign up for the Halacha Center's weekly interactive e-journal, please email subscribe to info@thehalachacenter.org.